Shalom Rabbeisai, this year Purim falls on a Friday, which brings a whole discussion in the Poskim regarding the Seudas Purim. The first part is when exactly to start the Seudas Purim. At the end of the day, it's a pretty straightforward answer. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siman Tafresh Tzadikei, the way he learns the Ramah, that one should start the Seuda before Chatzos. But the Mishnah Berurah himself sends us to the Maharil, and the Ma'aril learns that the one should start the Seuda before the end of the ninth hour, which means three Shazmanis before the end of the day. Here in New York, it's going to be around 5 to 3. And the Ma'aril says it very, very clearly that that is the time. A person can start a Seuda till then. In the Sunday Shir, I went into the background of the Sugya. Where do we come from? Where does this concept comes? That you should not do Seuda on Erev Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. And really, there in the Gemara, we only see the concept of the end of the ninth hour. We don't see Chatzos. And really, the question is, where is the Mishavur come from with this idea of Chatzos? There is a Shita of the Ravid that says this concept of Chatzos, but we don't find any other Rishonim that say that. So Mishavur is really focusing, is quoting the Yavetz and the Sefer Amud Shamayim, the Siddur Amud Shamayim, who says Chatzos. But the Ma'aril says clearly you can do it until the end of the ninth hour. So what comes out of la'alocha is that a person can rely to start the suit until the end of the ninth hour lechatchila. Even though it's better to start before chatzos, you know, you want to be yotze all the shittas, but lechatchila one could start until the end of the ninth hour. That's when to start. But the evidence says the price bring, Mishnah says clearly, if one did not start before, one should start the suuda of Purim until the end of the day. We pass la'alocha and gemara pesachim, the one can have a suit the whole day. So therefore, once you start a Seuda any time at Purim, preferably before the end of the ninth hour. But what I want to focus on today is the concept called Peiris Vapo Bekadosh, what are we talking about? One who starts a Seuda of Purim and he gets the Shabbos, what should he do? So this is already clear. The Ma'aril himself, the same Ma'aril is a bit, or the Ma'aril we're focusing on, is the Ma'aril in Shuvah Nurvav, who is speaking about Purim that falls on Erev Shabbos. And then the Ma'aril says, obviously the Chatchila thing, the more clear-cut, clean thing to do, is a person Shabbos Seuda of Purim, before Shabbos, he should bench, then he says Al Anisim, then he goes Davos Mincha, Davos Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and then he goes and does the Seuda Shabbos. Simple. That's the clear, easy way, no question way. According to Halacha, this is perfect. So again, a person starts the Seuda before the end of the ninth hour, he adds before the Shabbos, you have over here a Seuda, Seuda's Purim Lebehadrin, then you have Seuda's Shabbos Lebehadrin, no issue. There is a concept that's brought down in Pesachim Daf Kuf, which is called Poiris Vapo Bekadosh, which really means a person starts a meal at Erev Shabbos, and he continues on into Shabbos, he stops in the middle to do Kiddush and Avodah Zarah, as we'll see in a moment. And then he does Seuda Shabbos. Basically, what he's doing is he's connecting the Seuda of Friday to the Seuda of Shabbos. Now, generally, the way it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch in this case is if someone happened to be, a person is one of the Seuda, and suddenly became Da'ahit. What do you do? So then you get the Halach as a person, Vapo Bekadosh. As the Ma'aril, that Shuvah says, Lechatchila, a person should not do this. Well, as we're going to see now, there's a few issues that come about when a person does a Seuda from Friday to Shabbos. It's not a lechatchil. But we do find that Purim that falls on Friday, some Rishonim say that it's lechatchila to do it this way, to start the Seuda's Purim on Friday, and continue it into Shabbos by doing this concept called Purim Papo Mekadosh. The one who says it the most clearest way is the Be'iri. The Meiri in Ksuvis Dav Zayin Amud Beis tells us that it's Purim, that Chal Erev Shabbos, their Minog, is to start the Seuda before and go into it. Here the Lashon of the Meiri is, V'af Anu V'avoseinu Noegi B'Purim Shechal Erev Shabbos Shematchili B'Seuda B'Moid Yoyim, start the Seuda before Shabbos, Ad Shekadosh Hayoyim U'Porsim Ba'apo U'Bekachim V'Goyim Is a Seuda. That's what we do. That's what says the Meiri. The Mogen Avraham brings also the name of the Mordechai. That's Mordechai Ktav Yad, in a Ktav, in a Klaf. He says also, Ech Oichel Seudas Purim Be'ev Shabbos, spoil your first bapo v'yikadosh. That's what he says. That's what he did. So there is a meaning like that. The Rav Shari Debilitsky has a sefer called Purim Beshulash, which he speaks of Purim that falls on Friday. Mainly, the main part of the sefer is the Ge'at Tachi Yerushalayim, the Dura Shabbos. But his first chapter of the sefer speaks about when he chutzlarts to have the Purim on Friday. What do you do then? So he says, Lamaise, there is a minhag in Am Yisrael to do a Purim Bapa Bekadosh, to do a long meal of Friday going into Shabbos. There is a minhag. Even though La Halacha, there's some issues, there's still a minhag to do it. So therefore, this concept does exist. Now, what I want to focus in the few minutes that we have, and we spoke about it in a much lengthier way in this year of Sunday, but today, this year, just want to focus on what are the issues of Purim Bapa Bekadosh, and how to address them. So, number one, what issue of Purim Bapa Bekadosh is, what do you do with Kiddush? The Torah tells us, today's a machlekes rishonim, if when a person does Kiddush in the middle of the meal, does he say again Boyer Pri HaGofen or not? Why should he not say Boyer Pri HaGofen? Well, we're talking about someone who drank wine during the meal. So he really knows drinking wine. So why should he say Boyer Pri HaGofen? But the Torah learns this, that some rishonim hold that when the minute a person decides to do Kiddush, he's stopping the meal. And if he's stopping the meal, he has to say Boyer Pri HaGofen again. Without Bracha Achreina. The Beis Yosef argues in the Torah, it says there's no such Rishon. No Rishon says to say Boyer Pri HaGofen. Everybody agrees the Boyer Pri HaGofen, you're still in the middle of the meal, it's not a hefsek, don't say Boyer Pri HaGofen. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when you do Kiddush in the middle of the meal, you don't say Boyer Pri HaGofen. So you pick up the kais, you say Vayechulu, and then you skip Boyer Pri HaGofen, you go to the Kaddish HaShabbos. So that's first of all, when you do this, you connect the Machlekes, at least according to the Torah, some Rishonim hold, you don't say Boyer Pri HaGofen. Then the big shaila is about Amoitzi. Do you say Brikas Amoitzi or not? And there's another Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the minute I did Kiddush, even though when I started Kiddush, it was not a hefsek, I don't have to say Boyer Pri HaGofen. But the minute I did Kiddush, I said the Kaddish HaShabbos, now I stopped the meal. So now when I want to eat bread, I have to do Amoitzi. But although we show you argue, you'd say, no, it's still part of the meal, it's not a hefsek. And the Shechonon brings both shittas. He says, in Simon Reisha, Ayin Aleph, he brings, V'achakach mevorech b'kas ha-moitzi, that's what he says, V'yesh oimrim she'af kish mekadash alayayin, Eina mevorech ha-moitzi. You don't do ha-moitzi. It says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you pass kela halacha? The sphere of the Kiddush la hefsek, this one number holds la hefsek, the kivad the sofek brochus la'akel, yeshtit v'skesh ha-moitzi. It's a sofek, we don't know what to do. She say ha-moitzi or not. Whenever you have a problem in halacha, do you say a bracha or not? The halacha is, you don't say a bracha. Sofek bracha is la'aka. So therefore you don't say a moitzi. Here it's more of an issue, because here it's not clear that we pass God to say a moitzi. I just have no other choice, because sofek bracha is la'aka. So when a person does bring the moitzi, when he brings the bread, he can't do a moitzi. Because sofek bracha is la'aka. So then what happens? He takes the lechem ishna. So a person, in the middle of his meal is Purim. He says, okay, let's do Shabbos. By the way, when can he do Shabbos? He can do Shabbos anytime he wants out the plaque, like any other Shabbos. But he can't, once Shkia comes, he can't eat at all, because Shkia is already the cutoff. So, by Shkia, you must stop. Before Shkia, you can start with plaga mincha. You can start already, start doing Kabbal Shabbos. So a person says, okay, I'm doing now, I'm in the middle of my meal, let's do now Shabbos. So he covers the chalas, takes the kais of Kiddush, and says, the Vayechulu Mekadosh Shabbos, picks up the chalas, what does he do? Does it do a moitzi? So what does he do? He just cuts the bread. This opens up a very interesting discussion. In Halacha, I just spoke to my brother about it yesterday. Is everybody yoitze with the Lechem Mishne of the Balabais? Usually the Balabais says, Boruch Atah Hashem, moitzi Lechem Minoritz, he's moitzi everybody at the table. And he does with Lechem Mishne, so it works for everybody else. But here he's not doing a moitzi. So how does everybody else at the table join him with one way? Just because he said, right, so I'm going to now cut the bread? Maybe one could say yes. If I'm joining together, I'm part of your suudah, even without a bracha. But Levites and some places can say, you should be very careful that every person should have a lechem mishnah in front of him. Because the lechem mishnah, you take two breads and you eat them. There's no bracha over here. So the lechem mishnah is only what you have in front of you. So everyone has to have a lechem mishnah according to this shita. Now, another interesting discussion over here is regarding the davenings. So first of all, the question is, what about Kabbalah Shabbos? It's interesting that in the Poiski, the early Poiski, nobody mentions Kabbalah Shabbos. Simple understanding is why? Because Kabbalah Shabbos is not really a tefillah. It's not, it's a minhag. And, you know, you do it, you want to do it, you don't want to do it, it's not such an issue. But there is a minhag Yisrael to do Kabbalah Shabbos. What should you do? So it says of Shari Dibelitsky, it seems he says in Bisvara, try to do Kabbalah Shabbos before you do Kiddush. Mikabel Shabbos. The main Kabbalah Shabbos that we have is in order to give Mikabel Shabbos through the words of Kabbalah Shabbos. Send the Shaya, but you don't have to really do the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, at least do the parts that we do when Shabbos falls on Chol HaMoed. Right? So we, Nusach Ashkenaz says, Mishul of Shabbos, and Hashem Melech, Nusach Svarad adds, Mishul of David, and a little bit of L'chadoidi, we should try to do like Nusach Svarad, even Nusach Ashkenaz, guys, because we want to say, Boi Chala, the Mishnah tells us, that's what one accepts Shabbos. So you want to do something that's, that will be part of, do the whole Kabbalah Shabbos, or at least part of the Kabbalah Shabbos, before you do Kiddush. But no place brings it out really be'akif. The real question is, what about Ba'arif? Do you do Ba'arif before or after? So simply understand, without going into those, so we're running out of time over here. If someone is doing Ba'arif before, so better just to do because of us, like we said before. Go to have a Ba'arif, and then come back. Easy. If you leave your meal to go David, you go to questions of Allah because of us, if a person has in mind, we paskin that it's not a hefsek. Davening Ba'arif, we paskin Aloch is not a hefsek, so you could daven Ba'arif in the middle of the meal. But why daven Ba'arif in the middle of the meal? You could do because of us and do Al Nisim. So once you daven, so therefore, the main praise Ba'arif B'Kaddish, as Reb Shaya says, is really davening Ba'arif later. So you daven Ba'arif after the meal. Now, davening Ba'arif to the meal, are you allowed to do that? Can you do Sudas Shabbos and daven Ba'arif? Simple answer is yes. Look at the book of Avraham. Book of Avraham, famous, Simi Reish Shadav tells us, one can do Ba'arif after the meal. He wants to do early Shabbos. He can eat earlier. And then daven Ba'arif later. Not a problem. But Alpi Kabbalah, it's rather not to do it. And the Kaf HaChaim says it clearly, Alpi HaRizal, we have an Hoggo to do the state of Shabbos. The way we get the Hashpores of Shabbos is we start with Kabbalah Shabbos, then Ba'arif, then Kiddush, then the Suda. So if I change the order, I change a little bit of the way Kabbalah Shabbos needs to be. But here in Purim's Mappa, you do Ba'arif after. So you're not doing Ba'arif with the right order, which may be a problem, at least it'll be Kabbalah. Now what about Al Nisim? You finish the meal. What do you say? So the Mishnah Berurah does have a discussion about it. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, not over here, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the Halachas of Birkas HaMazon. So we learned that the Mishnah Berurah says, when you have a contradiction, you have 2 days. You have Shabbos, then you have Rosh Chodesh. You have Yom Tov, then Shabbos. You have Purim, and then you have Shabbos. So what do? If you ate a kazayis in the next meal, which that's what you have to do anyway, when you're going into Shabbos, you have to eat a kazayis of challah that day, at that place. So you have to do Ritzay, you don't do Al Nisim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It's interesting enough that the Mishnah Berurah himself says that Taz argues, and says you say both, you do Ritzay and Al Nisim. The Book of Rama says you don't do both because it's tied to the Sash. How can you say Ritzay means Shabbos? Al Nisim is part. So how can you say both together? So therefore we say only Ritzay. But the Taz says to do both. You say Ritzay and Al Nisim, I don't care about Tartu Nisasri. In addition, the Meiri, the same Meiri that we mentioned before, he says they do say Al Nisim. Why? He says there's another reason to say Al Nisim because when Purim goes into the next day, it's still a little Purim. The Meiri says, Av Chamishah so yoy Nesu, v'adidu l'Nisim l'askir b'shal Purim. Says usually I don't mention the last day's tefillah, but here it's not Purim, it is Purim too. So therefore you should say Al Nisim. So if you put the Meiri together with the Taz, you should say Al Nisim. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us clearly, if someone davened Ba'arif, then you can't say Al Nisim. Because Ba'arif tells me now it's a new day. Ba'arif tells me I'm cutting off the previous day, you don't say Al Nisim. The Shaila is this Taz agrees with that or not, because the Taz is tied to the Sastra. But the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that for us, when a regular Purim, if you daven Ba'arif, you can't say Al Nisim anymore. So, if you want to say that maybe this year, maybe at Purim, we do make to do Al Nisim. By the way, the Mishnah itself is mashma that way. Because he speaks about, and he's talking about Purim Sumah, because he's questioning what the Mishnah Berurah means. But it could be that at Purim, you do say, when Purim goes into Shabbos, you maybe do say Al Nisim Ritzay because you have both the Taz and you have the Meiri that tells you you can do that. But that's if you did daven Ba'arif. If daven Ba'arif, so then you may have a problem, even at least not so clear if the Taz has a problem with that, does not have a problem with that, But if you want to add the other shittas to the Taz, the Mishnah tells us clearly when you have a Bayer in the middle, you don't say Alanisim. So again, that's another reason to have a Bayer later, if you want to use the Taz to say Alanisim. The Bayer, the Mishnah tells us not to say Alanisim. But it's brought down that from spring, you can say Alanisim at the end of Benchim. When you finish Benchim, you have a Rachamon. So if someone forgot to say Alanisim, he says Alanisim at the end by Rachamon. So if a person wants to say Alanisim, he can say it over there. So the Bayer, what comes out over here? We have, as the way we went through it, you have over here a lot of issues, a lot of problems in halacha to do Puris Papa Bekadosh. First of all, do you say Brei Pi HaGafen? Can we pass it? You don't. Do you say Abaytzi? We pass it, we don't. But that's still like brachas. Bayim, what do you do? Really, you should do Bayim after the meal. That's the main minhag. Also, if you do Bayim after the meal, then you may still could say Alanisim. Maybe not. But maybe you could still say Alanisim. But doing Bayim after the meal is not l'chatchila l'pi Kabbalah. Kabbalah shah Bayim before. Now, even when you do Bayim later, when you finish the meal, according to Mishnah Berurah, the Paschal HaLacha, you don't say Alanisim. You say only Mitzvah, so you're missing Alanisim. And we know Alanisim is a very, very chosh of a thing. Alanisim is the main part of the Nes that we're connecting the Suda to Purim. So if you're missing Alanisim, you're really missing out on the issue of the Suda. That's what's brought down the Mephoshim of the Mishnah Berurah. Not to do Purim's Mappa because you miss Alanisim. As the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Alochas in Ilchus Purim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us to try to avoid it. Just look at the Mishnah Berurah here inside. But the Mishmur tells us, sorry, not Ilchus Purim. The Mishmur tells us that the in Ilchus Brachas, because of Asim, you try to avoid it because of that reason. There's another issue over here. Do we say Alanisim? I don't say Alanisim. So that's another thing to do. We spoke about the Kabbalah Shabbos you do before. There's another also practical issue. Because if I'm doing Purim Mappah Mekadesh, so then, you have to start, and you want to do everything l'chatchila, and you want to use the middle of the person from Kaddish, you have to start the meal before the end of the ninth hour. Here in New York, it's going to be 2:55 p.m. You have to boishik the meal until comes Shabbos. So let's say you can be mekabel Shabbos a little bit early. And then after that, you still have to eat another kazais, and you still have to daven ba'arev, and that's a suda of Purim. How practical it is that a person will be able to do all that. And with the mishpacha, I'd sit down and do it. So it's we have a weird person of Mekadesh. There's also issues in Be'alacha, also practical issues. But Lebais, you have to know that there's a minhag Yisrael, yes, to do person of Mekadesh. I was very bothered by why Lebais, there is such a minhag. Why it's so important for us to do person of Mekadesh. The simple understanding is that it's just practically. People had a seudo to leave in the middle, to come back was very difficult. People didn't have so much money, so it cost them to do it. But al pi machshava, there may be also a concept of connecting the Suda of Purim to Shabbos, which we spoke about in the machshava shiur, we're not going to go into right now, but that's just to know that, and again, if someone does choose to do Purim Shavuot Kaddish, or someone is stuck and got the Purim Shavuot Kaddish, you stop in the middle, you do Kabbalah Shabbos, you do Kiddush with no Brei Pi HaGafen, you do Lechem Mishnah without Hamoitzi, you end the meal, you do all your Ritzei, you can add Alanisim and Arachamon, and then you go and you daven Ma'ariv. Kol tuv, afrei l'chapur.